You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 18, we dive into a touchy subject called When Church Feels Like High School.
Welcome to our show. We are Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. We are co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching. We are both certified coaches, speakers, writers, and best friends. Big Blue Couch Coaching is a life coaching company, and we strive to help people who feel worthless and stressed and unhappy in their lives. And we just really want to equip you with the skills to help you conquer those obstacles and discover your true self-worth and to live a vibrant life. And today we're going to dive into a touchy subject.
I love how your voice broke just there. Like, we're going to dive into this.
I know, because I'm a little nervous.
It's a big topic.
It is a big topic. So today we're going to actually talk about the topic of when church feels like high school. And we're really diving into this topic because Mandy wrote a blog post with the same title, When Church Feels Like High School. And the attention that that blog post has received has been quite amazing.
It has. And you know, I've actually had a lot of people contact me privately.
Right. That's a hard one to leave public comments on, I'm thinking.
It is. There were a few people, but yeah, it's a hard one because I've had a lot of people contact me privately about how it really helped them and how they thought they were over something, but reading this article really made them realize that they have to go back and apply the tips that I shared.
Right.
And I share with these people that this isn't a topic that is just for them, but that it was just as much for me. And I learned as much about it, and I didn't want to write it. I really didn't.
Sometimes we have those blog posts where we're just like, yes, no, I don't want to write about that.
No, and God kind of was like, no, you have to do this. And so for about a month, I was working on, okay, God, give me the courage.
Right.
How do I say this? All those things. And before we go any deeper, we just have to say that we are still sick, like physically. We are getting over colds because we're still, it's the same day that we recorded three episodes now. And so we're not sick for weeks at a time. We just record all these episodes at once. And so if we sound a little scratchy, it's because we are.
We are. We're still not feeling that good.
And we sound like men.
But you know what? This topic is really just about how church really does feel like high school sometimes. It's the same mean girls. The same cliques, the same gossip, and the same rumors that we all dealt with in high school. Churches can sometimes feel like that, but the church was never meant to be a place that hurt people. God's plan was and still is for the church to be a safe place for lost, broken, and all the misfits.
You know, the misfits, like on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
the island of misfit toys.
And you know, that's not how the church is supposed to be, but in a lot of churches across America, it's kind of become the opposite. It's become this elite sorority club that kind of pats you on the back with a smile and a big hug and then says, "You rock, sister friend." And then they turn around and list all of your flaws and basically gossip about you. And,
right.
And it's all in the name of leadership, but that's not leadership. And I think what it comes down to is we're not really getting the leadership development that we need to. And so that's why this happens. And it happens to a lot of us because we're not taking a look at ourselves and we're not fixing our own heart.
Right. Absolutely.
Before we get there.
Right. Absolutely. And like Mandy said, it's happened to both of us. I've been in multiple churches where this has been a problem. And we know it's probably happened to you as well. I mean, churches, we're not expecting churches to be perfect, and that's certainly not what we're saying here. But if you're part of a church community or you grew up in the church, I'm sure that you have witnesses or you've been a part of this where it really does feel like high school sometimes.
It does.
And it's incredibly difficult.
It happens to women, I think, more than men.
I think you're right.
Because we're the more emotional creatures. And a lot
of times,
we're
also more relational, too. It's important to us to have relationships, and so we're willing to dive into relationships, whether they're good or they're toxic, just because we need that.
Absolutely. And what it really comes down to is it happens when women feel insecure. It happens when they lack confidence.
Right.
It happens when jealousy is involved. And all of these things we kind of call it dealing with the Jezzies.
Yes, we
That's something that came up several months ago. I wrote an article about becoming an overcomer. And it kind of goes into that Jezebel spirit that is a spirit of control, manipulation, insecurity, jealousy, and a whole bunch of other ugly characteristics that don't look good on any of us.
Yep.
And so that's what we mean. And someday we'll talk further about dealing with the Jezzies. But for today, we just really want to talk more about this topic of what to do when church feels like high school.
Right, right. And it's really, like you said a little bit earlier, it's really where we have to take individual responsibility and really rise up and do something about it. So we want to give you kind of three different ways to sort of help you deal with this situation. If this is what you're walking through right now in your life, you can apply this right now. If this is something you've dealt with in the past, maybe you need to reassess whether or not you've healed from some of the pain that might have happened from a church where this was part of the environment there. But the first one, which is probably the hardest, well, these are all hard. Just FYI.
They are. Because
these are hard.
You have to do a self-assessment.
Right.
Because we can't control how other people treat us, but we can control how we react and respond.
Right.
We want to respond. We don't want to react. But we can control that. So the first one is to look in the mirror. And you mentioned just a moment ago before we started recording, I don't like number one.
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't think anybody does.
I don't think anybody does. But really, because we can't control what other people do or say, we have to bring it back to us. So what we have to do when we feel like church is like high school or like the movie Mean Girls.
Right, exactly.
We have to look in the mirror and take an honest assessment of our own habits. Really assess what are our own thoughts and our hidden hurts. You know, are there pockets of fear? Are there pockets of insecurity or jealousy or even exhaustion? And especially gossip. Are we gossiping about other people,
or
are we stopping it when we hear it? And we have to be brave enough to get real with ourselves.
Right, absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned Mean Girls, because we talk about that movie a lot when we talk about the Jezebel spirit, because it's
so obvious when you watch it. Yeah,
it's a great movie for showing how this happens. And granted, those girls are in high school. It's what, you know, it's what we're talking about. But sometimes we don't grow out of it as adult women, and we bring those same behaviors into our adult lives, and obviously it'll permeate into the church if we don't deal with it and start changing it. But we really have to change it one woman at a time, and that means we have to be brave enough to look in the mirror and do the self-assessment and really see what it is in our own hearts that needs to be healed, and just let go of, so that we can live more confidently and not bring this kind of spirit into the church.
Absolutely. And so after we have taken the time to look in the mirror and assess where our responsibility is with all of this, we have to be willing to forgive. That's tip number two.
Also hard.
Yes.
But it's a process.
It's a three-part process, really, because it requires us to ask God for forgiveness for our part in kind of making it more like high school.
Right.
We have to ask, we have to forgive ourselves for being a part of that and being drawn into it. And we also have to choose to forgive the people that have hurt us.
Right.
And that can be so tough, especially if it's somebody in leadership.
And oftentimes I think those are the deepest wounds when it comes from somebody in leadership at the church, whether it's a pastor or a mentor or something like that, when they fail in your eyes or they're part of this mean girl mentality, this clique mentality in the church, it can be incredibly difficult to forgive.
It can. That. And it's not so much that we don't want to put people in leadership on a pedestal.
No. And I think that's part of the problem sometimes.
Right. But absolutely, we want, you know, as leaders, we want to be authentic and we want to be able to admit when we have to do something better or admit when we've messed up. And some people in leadership look at that as a weakness.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's not.
It's a strength. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because I think, and I, you know, I even think about as parents, as a mom, how many times I've had to go to my kids to be like, hey, I'm sorry, I completely blew it. Sometimes a mama doesn't know what she's doing and mama's learning. And I have to ask my, you know, 5 and 7 year old for forgiveness.
Yep.
And leadership is really boils down to having influence. It's influence over with your words, influence with your actions, influence with your behavior. And when you blow it as a leader, especially in the church, having the grace to admit that you mm-hmm. made a mistake and ask for forgiveness for whoever you hurt is a huge thing. And I think sometimes that's really lacking, at least in my experience, that's really lacking.
And mine too. And not so much giving yourself grace, but also that's a sign of maturity.
Absolutely. Because when you can admit.
Yep. And really, people are drawn to you when mm-hmm. you admit your mistakes.
Right. We're drawn to authenticity.
Yes.
Especially in the church, because you don't see it very often in the world. Oftentimes, you know, outside of the church environment, it is supposed to be like high school out there. You expect something different to be happening in mm-hmm. the church, and authenticity is part of that.
Absolutely. So the first tip is to look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. The second is to forgive. And the third is to let it go.
Let it go.
You know, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let's just frozen it up in here, you know, make it a little more lighthearted.
But yeah, because this is a heavy topic, but we have to let go of the hurt and resolve to not pick it up again by revisiting the situation, which really boils down to vowing to stop talking about it. And Mandy and I have been in situations where you literally have to take certain time periods that you are no longer going to talk about the situation or talk to the people involved in that situation. And it's one of the things I teach in conflict resolution mm-hmm. is sometimes you need an actual physical break away from that person, away from that situation, to really give yourself a chance to deal with the emotions, to deal with what happened, because sometimes anger takes a little while to work through before
Absolutely.
You get to the real issue of what happened.
And you know, that doesn't mean that you can never talk about it, because there is a healthy place mm-hmm. to talk about it. You have to be able to get those feelings out.
Right.
But you also want to make sure that you're doing it in an honorable way.
Right. Absolutely.
You don't have to talk about it with people that weren't involved. You
right,
don't have
absolutely.
To talk about it with everybody around you, because that's gossip.
Mm-hmm.
And that also changes the perception that the people around you have of the people involved as well.
Right. Absolutely.
And just because there might be a conflict with two people in a church doesn't mean that that conflict is going to arise with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So gossip is what really makes that conflict
right.
worse.
Right. And a lot of times, at least it's been my experience, when there is a conflict between two people, when there's a lot of talk about it, that's a lot of times when this mean girl mentality
yes.
will come out, because all of a sudden, then one of you is going to be ostracized.
Absolutely.
Because of it, because things are said, things are misconstrued, nobody knows what actually happened but the two of you. And I've seen this happen a lot. This mm-hmm. has been my experience, might have been your experience, that when conflict happens, if there's not tight lips on what is going on, things can completely fall apart. And letting that go mm-hmm. and making sure that you are being honorable in that situation. And sometimes you might be the only one being honorable in
right.
that situation, which can be incredibly difficult too.
It does. But it also means, you know, it's okay to put space between you and the people involved.
Absolutely.
And if that means that after a healthy set of time, mm-hmm. after a healthy time period, that you have to go to a different church because things just can't get resolved, that's okay.
Right. Yep.
There's no shame in that.
Right. Absolutely.
Sometimes that needs to happen so that both parties can actually grow and learn from the experience and
right,
not
absolutely.
Continually be hurt by
right,
it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's happened in my family, where we've had to leave a situation mm-hmm. because
it's happened to me too.
It's resolved itself, but not enough that we feel that we are still safe in that environment to worship the way that
right.
we need to. And so the great thing is that, you know, you really want to stay long enough to make sure that conflict is resolved in the best way
yep.
that it can be. I mean, just walking out in anger,
that's not right.
That's not right. You do need to at least, you know, apply these steps and make sure that things can be handled the best way that they can. But sometimes you don't have any choice about how things
exactly.
are handled. And that sometimes means space.
And it's kind of like a breakup.
Right.
You know, like
it
if, you
is
keep
sometimes.
Going, if you keep going to the same places and seeing mm-hmm. the other person that you broke up with, it just keeps putting more hurt in your heart.
Right. It's because, like ripping off the Band-Aid.
Right. And simply because not enough time has passed mm-hmm. for you to heal completely.
Right. Absolutely.
And so that's kind of what it is. So really, when it comes to church feeling like high school, what we can do about it in our own situations is we can look in the mirror and take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
We can forgive. And then we can choose to let it go.
Right. And really what it boils down to is how you break free from this mean girl club and this clique mentality is by working on yourself. Because when it comes right down to it, a truly confident woman knows who she is and doesn't have the time to deal with the nonsense when church does feel like high school. Mm-hmm. And we want to help you do that. And if you need help in this area, we really invite you to download your free printable of truth statements. And it's in our ebook that's called 3 Keys to Build Your Confidence. And you can get that at bigbluecouchcoaching.com. It's a free download for you. And you can start working towards becoming that confident woman who no longer contributes to this mean girl mentality in a church. And we also invite you to make sure that you hang out with us every day on our Facebook page. When you're dealing with something like this, you need a community that encourages and uplifts you. And we invite you to come to our Facebook page and come to our website and just get to know us and the community that is there. And we want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to chatting with you every week, and we will see you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.